Would you turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30 and verse 19. We're going to talk today about blessings. We talked about blessings last week. This is the second week on it, and this will be the final message geared that way, but of course we will talk about and give blessings from now until Jesus comes, hopefully. But I would like you to catch the spirit and the importance of blessing others, and how you can even impart vision by giving blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, our scripture text today. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that thou, both thou and thy son may live. And may the Lord add his blessing to his word this morning. So many times we think that blessing is given when somebody sneezes or before you sit down to eat. That we think that's the only times that blessings are given. But blessings are to be given on a continual basis. And the first part of the message today, we're going to talk about the awesome act of blessing God. The awesome act of blessing God. David is mentioned more times than any other person in the Bible. He is mentioned over 1,100 times. And he had this marvelous testimony from God that he was a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will. What made David so great? And what made David so blessed of the Lord? Well, I believe that one important factor was his practice of continually blessing God. He wrote, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually in my mouth. And he urged all of us to do the very same thing. He said, ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. And he said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you have breath here this morning? Then David's encouragement to you is to use that breath to praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now there are three primary ways in which we can bless the Lord. The first way is to bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. We did that today as we were singing. We sang about the name of Jesus. We were blessing his holy name. And there is nothing more worthy of our blessing than the matchless name of Jesus Christ. There is nothing more deserving of our blessing than the name of the Lord and all that that name represents. Neither is there any greater concern to the Lord than to have his name honored. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, his first statement was, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God honored Job by describing him as the most upright man of his day. But in the midst of all of Job's suffering, he was careful to bless the name of the Lord. He said, The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then David reminded himself of the importance of blessing God's name when he said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. The Levites instructed the people to stand up and to bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and then to say, Blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. And so the name of the Lord is given in many different forms in the Bible. We could take quite a bit of time this morning to rehearse all of the names of the Lord. We won't take the time to do that this morning, but let me say that every good thing that we need, there is a name of the Lord to represent that need. And so we have different forms of his name, and they can be the subject of blessing. The Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great Physician, the Alpha and Omega, the Good Shepherd, the Lord of Hosts, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty Counselor, the Word of God, the Creator of Heaven and Earth, and many, many others. And so you can bless the Lord, first of all, by blessing His name. The second thing that you can do to bless the Lord is to bless His righteous character. Bless His righteous character. God is the ultimate expression of every holy character quality that there is. And the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the express image of His Father. The term express image in the Greek language is the word character. David exalted the character of the Lord when he said, "Blessed be the Lord, for He has showed me His marvelous kindness." Daniel praised the name and character of God when he stated, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His." Paul blessed the character of God when he wrote, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." And so, since every positive quality is an expression of the Lord, we can use any one of them in blessing Him. We can say, "Lord, You are attentive, You are bold, You are compassionate, You are kind, You are generous, You are patient, You are wise, You are creative, You are loving." So think of the positive character qualities in life. Use those qualities to bless the Lord. So we can bless the name of the Lord. We can bless the character of the Lord. And number three, we can bless the deeds of the Lord or the works of the Lord. God is glorified as we praise Him in His mighty acts. Therefore, the psalmist proclaimed, "Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness." David stated, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." There are many things to bless the Lord for. If you have a hard time spending much time in prayer, just start focusing on these three areas. Start blessing the name of the Lord. Bless the character of the Lord. Bless the acts of the Lord. And the more we bless God for His mighty deeds, the more we will be able to say with David, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." God is daily blessing us, daily loading our lives with benefits, and we need to recognize those benefits and we need to praise Him for it. Paul picked up the same theme when he wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And a marvelous psalm that gives praise to God is as follows: "I will extol thee, my King, O God, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness." So you can bless the name of the Lord, you can bless the character of the Lord, you can bless the work of the Lord. Things that He does for you on a daily basis, daily benefits. And number two, point two in our message today is the importance of blessing others. Not only should we bless the Lord, but we should bless others as well. Fathers should bless their children. Fathers, you can use the priestly blessing on your families because you are the priests of your home. And I told you I'd like to make this practical today. I told you that last week. Christ has made us kings and priests unto God. So you can simply say the priestly blessing over those in your family. Priestly blessing is found in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. You've heard it, I'm sure. "The Lord bless you and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace." That is the priestly blessing. How many of you think you could just pronounce that over your family? Very practical. You can do it. It's easy. I'll admit, it does feel weird. First few times you start blessing your family. But the more you do it, the more you will get used to it. And the more you will enjoy it, and the more your family will enjoy it. I told you last week we have notebooks for all the kids. They get them out the night before they go to bed. And in the morning when I get up, I write out a blessing in each one. One of the children one day this week lost their notebook. They were running around the house. I got to find my notebook because I got to get a blessing from Dad. And children, they love it when you bless them. And there is power in your words and there is power in your blessing. And if you take the words of God and you put those words into your own words and you bless their children, it'll be very special, very meaningful for them. The blessing of the Father is inherently powerful. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, God says, that I have set before you life and death. I have set before you blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou, and this next phrase is important, and thy seed and your children may live. We choose blessing. We choose life, not only so that we can live, but so that our children and the generations to follow us, our seed, will live. Now, all fathers have this power to bless or curse. As far as cursing goes, Psalm 109, verses 17 and 18 says, as he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing like as with a garment, so let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. You know, sometimes fathers give curses without even realizing it. A father's approval or his rejection is a very powerful thing. And maybe you've never thought of it in these terms, but there are negative things that people say that damage children. Maybe you've heard some of these sayings. You'll never amount to anything. Can't you ever do anything right? You're an idiot. That was a stupid thing to do. Why don't you grow up? Can't you do something constructive? I wish you hadn't been born. Can't you remember anything? You're lazy. Those are terms that will damage your children. They are curses that will damage your children. I hope that you never, ever say any of those to your children. But there are also some positive things that will bless your children. You give me great joy. I thank God for you. I pray for you always. Your faith is an example to me. I see God working in your life. Your wisdom makes me a glad father. God's hand is upon you. I'm proud of your godly character. I appreciate the way you honor your mother. I'm glad God put you in our family. Those are some statements of affirmation that will bless your children or bless whoever you say those to. There are different types of blessing that should be given. To a child in a womb, you might say, you are a blessing to us from God. God is multiplying us through you. We bless you, fruit of the womb. To a child, you may say, may you increase in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. To a young man, you might say, God bless you, young man, and make you strong. May the word of God abide in you, and may you overcome the wicked one. You can use the meaning of a child's name to constitute a blessing. Find out what that child's name means. There's books you can get today. It just tells you what names mean. Gives not only definition of names, usually gives a Bible verse on how they can live out that name. All you simply need to do is express the name. Your name means, my name Richard, means brave. You could say, you encourage me when you show your bravery to those who do not know Christ. And you stand up for Christ and you're willing to stand alone. Anything you can say to bless your children. You can use the meaning of their name. You can communicate blessing through blessing a vision for reaching spiritual goals that you have for your children. One man wrote the following story. One day when I was about 10 years old, I was in a rowboat with a neighbor boy whom I had met at the summer conference our family was attending. It was soon obvious that he was not a believer, and I began to talk to him about how to become a Christian. He did not seem at all interested, so I felt like it had been a futile effort. The next week, my father gave me a blessing that impacted my life. It was so vivid that I can still picture the details of my surroundings when it happened. I was in the back seat of our green Chrysler. My father was the only one in the car with me. He turned his head slightly and said to me, "I hear that you witnessed to your friend at the lake." I wondered, how did he know, since I had not said anything? Apparently, the boy had told his mother, and she must have told my mother. At any rate, I replied, "Yes." He then stated, "You are a real little soul winner." My father's love was to lead people to Christ, and I was honored with this statement. But I knew I was not worthy of it because I did not lead the boy to salvation. However, I remember clearly saying to myself, "I am not worthy of this title, but if I keep growing in the Lord, maybe one day I will be." You can just communicate vision for people, vision for your children, by simply giving them a blessing. What if there is no father in the family? Or what if the father does not want to take the responsibility of blessing the children? Well, first of all, God promises to replace a missing father. In Psalm 68 and verse 5, it says, "A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation." So if you are here today and your father has gone on to be with the Lord, God says that he becomes your father. If you're here today and you're a widow, God says to you that he will become your husband. And so he takes over the role and he blesses. We've all heard so much about Jabez. Jabez was fatherless, but the Lord heard his cries and blessed him. But also, the mother can bless the children. Naomi blessed her son-in-law in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 20. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he, blessed be Boaz of the Lord." I would just encourage you to bless one another. That sure beats fighting, but to bless one another in the Lord. So fathers, you can bless your children. Husbands and wives should bless each other. First Peter, actually, I'm going to save this verse here for a little bit. I'll tell you about Bill and Dorothy Jean. I read about this. They gave this testimony that they had been married for 14 years. They had never had any major disagreements, but neither was there the intimacy of fellowship in their marriage that they had expected and hoped for. They began to study the biblical basis for blessing. Bill came upon the instruction of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word." He was especially impressed with the phrase "washing of the water by the word," noticing that there's a purifying power in the words of the scripture. Even Jesus cleansed his disciples with the words that he spoke. He said, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." And so a husband's responsibility is to cleanse his wife, his own life, by engrafting the words of scripture into his soul, and he sanctifies himself in the same way so that he can sanctify his wife. And that's what Jesus did for his disciples. But 26 years ago, Bill and Dorothy Jean began to bless each other as they started each day. First, Dorothy Jean would kneel down and Bill would place his hand on her head and speak a blessing for her. Then Bill would kneel down and Billie Jean would put her hand on his head and speak a blessing over him. The intimacy of fellowship that this has brought into their marriage is beyond anything that they ever imagined. They have discussions each morning. They said their discussions are rich and inspiring, and the power of God becomes evident throughout the day on the basis of the blessings they received that morning. Now, there are a number of verses that I could take you to show you examples of fathers blessing children. But is there an example, and where in the Bible is there an example or a precedent for husbands and wives blessing each other? 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 through 9 says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous." Verse 9 is the key. "Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrawise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing." I was thrilled last week as we talked about blessings and how some of you that I know of went around and blessed others. Some of you blessed me. That was a thrilling thing. When I got home, my wife blessed me. And I have been blessing her on a regular basis now, but she blessed me. And although I appreciate all your blessings, there wasn't anything quite like the blessing that my wife gave to me. Husbands and wives, if you could just start blessing each other. Let the other one know, make sure the other one knows that it's a blessing. But if you could just start blessing each other, I think that you will see real intimacy in your relationships. And you'll be able to see how God is bringing those blessings to pass. You know, if husbands and wives can rail, slander, reproach, and vilify each other, they can also bless each other. And so, husbands or fathers, you're to bless your children. Husbands and wives, you bless each other. And then Christians can bless each other. All Christians can bless each other. Elizabeth blessed Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 41 through 43. "And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" I'm not going to take the time this morning to go into the number of times that the Bible talks about blessing one another. Just trust me, it's there. Bless each other. Paul was able to bless the churches that he was overseeing at. And this was just a normal way of life in the New Testament for people to bless each other. They would greet each other with a blessing. They would speak a blessing that was designed to meet a particular need in somebody's life. And again, I would just challenge you to use blessings to strengthen your family. Use blessings as a way of imparting vision. If you have conflicts in the home, you design a blessing to answer that conflict. If somebody has a need, you design a blessing that would be words that would encourage them in that conflict or that problem. Might be words that would give affirmation. It might be words that would achieve, that would picture achievement for them. It might be words that would encourage them. It might be words of healing. It might be words of wisdom. But we can all design blessings. I guess really the first place to start, even backing up a little bit from this, is to ask the Lord for understanding. You might understand and discernment, that you might be able to discern what the needs of your family is, what the needs of other people are, what the needs of your wife is, what the needs of your workers are, your fellow workers, your co-workers, what the needs of fellow Christians are. And then a design a blessing that would meet that need. So first of all, we are to bless the Lord. And then secondly, we are to bless others. Could I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning? I'm asking you today to make a choice. And that choice is to choose blessing. To start looking for ways to bless others. Start looking for ways to bless others. When you came in today, hopefully you received a sheet with some blessings on it. Those are just some sample blessings. Some things that you can do to bless others. Words that you can speak, actual words. You may take any of those blessings word for word. As you start doing this, you'll be able to develop your own blessings. But if you need to use one of those blessings that I have given you, feel free. And in weeks to come, I would like to share with you some other blessings. And in fact, if you design a blessing that really has an impact and ministers to people, I'd be happy if you'd share it with me, that we could share it with each other. I'm serious about this. I really want us to start blessing each other. If you're here today and this is your choice, you are making the decision that you are going to start blessing and look for ways of blessing others, would you just raise your hand up to the Lord as a sign of commitment? Amen. You can put them down. Lord, I do thank you for those hands that were raised this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the desire to give blessing. And I pray, Lord, that you would help each one do this. Give them the grace, give them the boldness, and give them the words to say, that we might choose life, that both us and our seed may live. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. What I'd like you to do this morning, because you need to do this sometime, there needs to be a starting place. And so I'm going to ask you to do some moving around right now. I'm going to ask you to get together as a family. If you're not sitting with your family this morning, get together with your family. If you're here today and you don't have a family, just try to be included with somebody else's family this morning. Can you do that? So would you just, real quickly now, take a couple minutes to move. I want to make sure everybody's with somebody. Does every father have the sheet, the handout this morning? If you don't have that handout, would you raise your hand? We'll make sure the ushers get it to you. A couple of you guys. Make sure everybody has a handout this morning. Okay, is everybody with somebody here today? Nobody's left out, are they? Except my family. I'll be there in a minute. Actually, why don't you guys come up here in the front row? It'll be easier. My family, come up here in the front row. And I would like, if the father is there, or the husband, to be the one to give the blessing. You can do it one of two ways. You can bless each one individually, or you can bless them all together at one time. You might want to say the priestly blessing over them. Or you might want to choose one of those other blessings. You, again, feel free to use what's written there. If there is no husband or father there, you just talk among yourselves which one will give the blessing. Who will give the blessing? Okay? So we want to make this as practical as we can, and I know that if I just say go and do it, some might not do it. So we'll start it here today. You're going to get your feet wet. All right? So just go ahead.